This is Radio Superior 1930, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it might have sounded in 1930. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studio at the Superior State Teachers College.
Good evening, listeners. This is station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. It's January 20th, 1930, and this is the Martin and McKenna Show. I'm Jack McKenna. Lou Martin is standing by with the Larson Chevrolet 5 o'clock evening news. We'll bring you the music of our day from our wax recording collection, plus weather and some community want ads in this half hour. But first, friends, here's Lou Martin with the 5 o'clock news, sponsored by Larson Chevrolet, where the 1930 Chevy Coupe is on sale for just $595. Lou.
Well, thank you, Jack, and good evening, listeners. The Superior School Board will continue its policy of not allowing its teachers to be married. A challenge has surfaced from a former Miss Mary Dunn, who is now Mrs. Spencer Woodworth, following her marriage over the Christmas break. Miss Woodworth is a popular instructor of English in Superior Central High School, and a Duluth newspaper report indicates that some students may rise in protest if she's not allowed to finish out the school year. School Board Secretary L.A. Nichols says the Duluth paper is making much to do about nothing. School Board Superintendent Mrs. Lulu Pickett says the board will not make a special exemption for the former Miss Dunn, as all teachers who have married in the past have been immediately dismissed. Miss Pickett quoted the school board bylaws, which read, "Marriage by a teacher employed by the school district shall be deemed just cause for the cancellation of the contract." Board of Education President W.J. Whipple says that he intends to continue this policy, and this case is no exception. Miss Alma Tress Lundman, a substitute teacher in drama and English, has been chosen by Miss Pickett to replace Mrs. Woodworth. Well, it appears that some ne'er-do-wells from the Superior Central High School are guilty of rowdyism on a Duluth to Superior streetcar Friday night. A near riot happened after a basketball contest ended against Duluth Central. Much damage was done, according to Streetcar Company Superintendent Alfred Williams. He says that windows were broken, every light was extinguished, bell cords and straps were cut by the high school vandals. The car was finally stopped on the Superior side of the interstate bridge, with the motorman afraid to continue on without lights. Superior Central Principal C.G. Wade says that he's very anxious to cooperate with the streetcar company and promises punishment will be levied against the rowdies. The Superior man who struck and killed a Moorhead, Minnesota man has had his day before a jury of his peers. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has our story.
We told you last week that young Gilbert Locken and two of his friends were driving on a highway connecting Cloquet and Esco when they hit Mr. Hans Hansen of Moorhead. Late this afternoon, a coroner's jury in Carlton deliberated but a short time and completely exonerated Mr. Locken. He was found not guilty of criminal negligence and immediately released. A key portion of the testimony from the Carlton County coroner was that Mr. Hansen had been drinking and was walking in the middle of the road when he was struck. Again, Lou, Gilbert Locken has been set free by a Carlton County coroner's jury.
A West Duluth man accused of stealing a car in Superior has violated his parole promise. He looks to be headed for prison. 25-year-old Edward Gagneau has been implicated in several Superior area holdups and the theft of a large sedan owned by Oscar Olson, proprietor of the People's Drugstore. A judge last summer ordered young Gagneau to leave town, head for California, without ever coming back. But it seems that Gagneau was picked up in Milwaukee for vagrancy and is serving a 90-day term there. After that time, he'll be returned to Superior. Now here's Jack McKenna with some wise words.
Thank you, Lou. You know, it takes millions of miles of constant testing, among other things, to maintain the outstanding quality and dependability of the Chevrolet 6. If you are considering the purchase of an automobile, come in and see the new Chevrolet. You will find that it is more than a 6 in the price range of the 4. In every way, it is a finer car than you ever thought possible in the low-price field. The Roadster sells for $525, the Phaeton 525, the Sedan 675, and the 1.5-ton chassis with cab, $650. Oh, that's the Larson Chevrolet Company, folks. 1413 Tower Avenue in Superior. See them tomorrow.
Well, Jack, the stock market continues its precarious ways, and this time it could have an adverse effect on wheat and hay farmers in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Wheat prices tumbled down after it was announced that Great Britain made a large purchase of low-grade wheat from the Soviet Union. Except for a sizable purchase by Portugal, it looks like wheat from the United States will have a poor year in overseas sales. That could also have a negative effect on shipping of the commodity from the Twin Ports, meaning fewer pork jobs. On the Duluth cash grain market, wheat prices were weak. Two Alabama politicians are calling their fellow Democrats disciples of Italy's fascist dictator. U.S. Senator J. Thomas Heflin and gubernatorial candidate Hugh Locke both have been excluded from Democratic primary ballots because they failed to support the 1928 presidential ticket headed by Alf Landon. Senator Heflin says, and we quote him now, "The Democratic Executive Committee decided to let everyone vote, but like Mussolini, they're telling everyone for whom they must vote." The U.S. and Canadian governments must come together and will come together to build locks that will connect the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean. J.T. Dolan of the Association of Commerce gave a report of the Harbors and Waterway Commission meeting in Washington at the Android Hotel yesterday. He urged support of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Waterway Project and believed that it was getting serious consideration from President Hoover on down. Mr. Dolan says one way Superior can help is to appoint its own port commissioner, similar to the one already in use in Duluth. Dolan says Duluth is getting by with paying less in freight charges than Superior, and this could be investigated, since it gives Duluth an unfair advantage. We have a few brief news items for you, special to KUWS Radio News, courtesy of the Superior Evening Telegram from our Bayfield-Ashland area. The Wisconsin Highway Commission threw out all bids for the big project to be built over the Namekagon Lake in Bayfield County. The bids apparently came in too high, and the county will build the structure itself. Municipal Court Judge George McLeod began his new term last Monday. He was reelected to a four-year term last year. And magazine addicts take heart. The Superior Public Library is once again getting its shipment of periodicals on a regular basis. City librarian Miss Minnie Isaacs says the delay came as they changed magazine vendors, but assured people that the publications will now be in all branches of the local library, including Eloise, Billings Park, South Superior, Itasca, Central Park, and East End. Miss Isaacs says many people were quite upset, not to say disgruntled, over the change of routine. But the good news is that many of the favorites, including American Scandinavian Review, National Geographic, and the Saturday Evening Post, will be included. Many local newspapers are also offered by the library. The Bayfield County Press, Minneapolis Journal, the Superior Journal, and the St. Paul Dispatch are among the many that are offered. And finally, Jack, a bit of melancholy news here. The ranks of the surviving Boys in Blue is quickly shrinking. Only 7 members of the Great Republic Army are left in Superior, with 1 in Duluth, another in Poplar, and a 3rd in Solon Springs. Oldest of the bunch is 89-year-old Major A.S. Eaton, but close behind is E.A. Ross, who was born a month later in 1840. Last spring, Major Eaton, along with 85-year-old C.L. Hooker and 82-year-old Thomas Reed, posed for a picture for the newspaper in front of the Douglas County Courthouse. It's rare that these old boys in blue are healthy enough to stand together. They all belong to the Alonzo Legion Post and took part in Sherman's March to the Sea. 10 remain, Jack, compared to 40 who were living in this area just 9 years ago.
I don't know if you ever got together with any of them, Lou, but the stories they can tell of the Civil War, well, it's priceless. The weather forecast from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth says things will be cold and possibly a bit unsettled over the next few days. Well, what else is new? Temperatures will become cold, around 15 to 20 below zero at night, and during the daytime tomorrow and the next 2 days, local snowfalls can be expected. But friends, it's January 20th of 1930, and after a warm start to the new year, we're due for some of this biting cold weather here at the head of the lakes. Hopefully it'll freeze over that ice road on the bay between Superior and Duluth too, Lou. Well, now let's get to our wax recording collection for your entertainment pleasure. Let's listen to 5 Foot Two and Eyes of Blue on station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. Foot Two and Eyes of Blue. That's going to be a standard for 100 years, I think. And that was by the California Ramblers. Friends, we've been working with the Superior Evening Telegram to raise money for a nice radio set for the city's isolation hospital. You know, the good nurses there work so hard that they just don't have the time to spend with their bedridden patients. But it's been said a happy patient has a better chance of becoming a healthy patient. So for the past few weeks, we've been asking for your help and raising money for a nice RCA Victor radio. The good news is that we're close. Just another $14.25, almost as much as I make in a week, and we'll have a brand new nice radio for the hospital. Well, we might even unsew Lou Martin's wallet and pry a few coins and moths loose. Listeners, hey, Lou.
Just a minute, Jack. I'm a big believer in this radio fund. And what better way to take a body's mind off of the troubles of illness than to while away the time listening to far-off orchestras or even, we hope, this program? I'll have you know that I put in my two bits in the pot, as did D.J. Haling of Ohio Avenue and A.A. Campbell of 21st Street, to name just a few of the more recent donors.
Yeah, Lou, but now you'll have to give up a night with the boys when you spent that 25 cents. It's kind of inspiring to see folks come together to help those who are down on their luck or down on their health, as in this case. So, good listeners, drop off whatever you can at the Telegram Building on Tower Avenue here in Superior. And let's get that radio in the hospital so they can enjoy the music of Vicks Beiderbecke and Goose Pimples. Goose Pimples. Country got the vote, and we have some information for you on this 10th anniversary. KUWS newsman Lou Martin has some thoughts on it from aviator Colonel Charles Lindbergh.
Well, yes, Jack. Colonel Lindbergh says that women have a place in aviation, just like they have been accustomed to driving a car. Lucky Lindy says that women do have a place in the air, and to prove it, his wife almost always accompanies him on many of his flights. Of course, not everybody agrees. Our entertainment and social reporter, Harriet Feurig, has some interesting thoughts from the daughter-in-law of former President Coolidge. Harriet?
Thank you, Lewis. This is Mrs. John's creed. Florence Trumbull Coolidge, daughter of a governor and wife of the son of a former president, has written her creed for a young married woman. It appears in her story, In the Hope That We May Live Happily Ever After, in the January issue of the Hearts International Cosmopolitan magazine, now on sale in the newsstands. And here it is. I shall keep no secrets from my husband. I shall not gossip. I shall make housekeeping my career. I shall not be a clinging vine, but a working partner. I shall see that my husband has a comfortable and cheerful home, and that he is properly fed. I shall live within my husband's salary. I shall regulate life by his business. I shall not learn to play golf. Life holds too many other interests. Apparently, sisterhood and suffrage has escaped Mrs. Trumbull Coolidge, Lewis, but to each her own. Do you think women should be allowed to play golf, Lewis?
Well, I suppose now that they can vote, golf will have to be next. So, Jack, do you want to even touch this topic?
No, sir, not with a 10-foot pole, Lou. Now back to the music in the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. The voice from the head of the lakes, it's Rhythm Rag. From Paul Whiteman and the orchestra, and of course we all know who Paul is. Well, do you know where the 7th Street Market is? Right, on 7th Street. It's time to shop at the 7th Street Market, folks. The bargains are running rampant. Sugar, 10 pounds, in cloth bags, 51 cents with a grocery order. Lard, all you want per pound, 11 cents. Here's Empress Coffee, locally brewed, 5-pound pail. For $2.35. I tell you, folks, these prices are really going down, it seems like, every week at 7th Street Market. Do your shopping there and save a lot. Lou, I don't know what this world is coming to. Gas has gone up a penny here now. 17 cents now it costs for a gallon of gas. I'm going to buy a horse. Time for more music, folks. And we can all dance to this one. Doesn't everybody know the Charleston? Thank you. California Ramblers with Rhythm Rag, the good old Charleston. Now let's take a look at the classified ads, folks. We got some good ones here today. Young woman desires housekeeping position. Competent and reliable. Swedish house preferred. Inquire, 2825 East 7th Street in Superior. For housekeeping, two rooms on ground floor to respectable party. Water, light, and heat paid. Doesn't say how much. You can find that out by checking it out by yourself. Light, airy, sunny, warm, heated front flat, private bath, every convenience, splendidly furnished, close in, Terry's at 1602 Tower Avenue. And, of course, there are a lot more ads in here, folks. You can check for yourself in the Superior Evening Telegram. Well, our time has come and gone, friends, for another Martin and McKenna show. We'll be back, though. That's a warning. The good Lord willing, and the creek doesn't rise. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1930, a weekly original production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior 1930 is written and produced by Mike Simonson, with assistance from Brianna Pearson. Harriet Barrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Assistance in this program comes from the Superior Public Library. All of the events reported on Radio Superior 1930 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcomed at 394-8530. Email at simonson@wpr.org or mail at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior 1930. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night. ¶¶